Welcome to episode 61 of Movie Dudes. I am Jeff, and I am joined, as always, by Chris.
Yo.
What's up, Chris? You saw... Is this the final Hunger Games film?
It is.
Is it over? It's finally over.
Thank God.
Mockingjay Part 2?
Yeah, I saw the Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2, which is the second half of the adaptation of the third book. So they split the third book into two.
Yeah.
Kind of Harry Potter style. I think that's when all this nonsense started with let's split these book series that we're making movies about. Let's split the last one into two. I don't know. It's long. It's really long. Like I like the first movie. The second one is not quite as good, but it's still entertaining. These last two movies are just, they're drags. This one has a little more action in the middle of it. So at the end of Mockingjay Part 1, which was really just a big like political like nonsense, political maneuvering the entire time. Katniss is, you know, she's the kind of the Jennifer Lawrence's character. She's the icon of the rebellion pushing towards taking down the establishment. Her boyfriend, partner, whatever, he's been brainwashed by them. He was captured and tortured, and at the very end of Mockingjay 1, he's like choking her out, trying to kill her because he's been kind of programmed to do that.
He's so, been mind controlled.
Yeah, like she's basically a trigger. Like she's been blamed for like when they were mind washing and like mind controlling him. They were basically saying she's the you know, if she was killed, everything would go back to normal. Everything would be good. So a lot of the film is just spent like dealing with his mental trauma. And then they finally start their push towards the Capitol. There's some cool set pieces in there. You probably saw the one with the like the black sludge stuff. They showed that in the trailer. It's cool, but none of it is. It's just there's nothing exciting, and you know where it's going. Like I've read the books, but even like my daughter who had not read the final book, like kind of knew where this was going and how it was going to end up. She didn't see the final twist happening, and they don't do a good job of setting that up. It's basically at the end, Katniss makes a decision that kind of impacts the entire world, you know, in this one setting. She decides that, you know, somebody is just as evil as the other person, so she makes some decisions. But outside of that, it's dull. It's kind of not fun to watch. So I would say unless you really need to wrap up the series, maybe skip it.
Like, just funny.
Don't give it a go.
I remember you being real high on, was it Catching Fire, the second one?
Yeah, the second one was fun. Like, I mean, looking back on it now, it's not quite, especially, like, when you look at the whole series. Because it sets up the events of Mockingjay. There's a reason for it. But it does stick to the formula of the first one, which is kind of put these kids in an arena and have them kill each other.
Yeah.
But there's more of a reason behind what's going on there. Like they're actually working to break the games and start a rebellion. So it's a little fascinating from there. But once you actually get to the rebellion, it's kind of dull. Similar to like The Matrix, where you know how like the first
the
Matrix was really
better.
Good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed The Matrix Reloaded. Which is the second one. I thought there were some like really cool set pieces in there, but it all sets up for The Matrix Revolutions, which is this kind of dull letdown that's not fun. Like same thing kind of happens here. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, the build up's better than the payoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of heard. I heard people did not really love it. No, and I mean, it is what it is. It's not anything great. So, unless you really need to wrap up the Hunger Games or really love like watching Jennifer Lawrence shoot bows and arrows, there's probably other things you can watch, like a boxing movie.
Yeah. Real quick, what's your final rating for
I'm gonna go with like a 3. It's just kind of like, meh. It's just there.
right. Well, a better movie, and seems to be a bit of a crowd pleaser that released over Thanksgiving weekend is Creed. Seventh film in the Rocky series, even though the writer director kind of said it's not a Rocky movie. It's a Rocky movie.
I mean, Rocky's in it.
Yeah, it's in that universe,
Right.
and
How is it not a Rocky movie?
it's kind of passing the torch a little bit to
Sure.
a new character, I guess.
Right.
But it's very much in the vein of the original Rocky, actually.
Yeah, that was the vibe I got. Like when I saw the trailers, I haven't seen the film yet, but like the trailers gave me the impression that like Rocky has taken on like, the Paulie, or yeah, is that the trainer Paulie? Mickey, the
Mickey,
Mickey
yeah.
character, yeah. Like that seemed to be what. Like I mean, there was like the joke even with the chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the that's what I got from it at least.
There is chicken training. Yeah, it's very much, I mean, dude, it is of the series. I think that maybe you could watch it as standalone, but it really works if you're a fan of Rocky and you've seen all the movies. So the story is, it's kind of about this young man, Adonis Creed, who's just trying to figure out what he wants to be with his life and whatnot. He is the illegitimate son of Apollo Creed.
Okay.
So his dad died before he was born, and he never knew him, and never really kind of acknowledged as his son because his dad had him with some girl that he cheated on with. And that's kind of like the inner struggle and like the crux of this movie. It doesn't really spell out what his struggle is, but that's basically it, is him coming to terms with whether or not like what he was meant to be. Is he his father's son, even though he never met his father and was never really recognized as a son, etc. Which is, I think it's a interesting kind of character study and a kind of more subtle motivation than something like Southpaw, where that guy's motivation was his wife was murdered by the other boxer or whatever. It's
Yeah.
very much just, it's not even like he has a bad upbringing or anything. Like, he has a good upbringing. It's just he never really felt like he fits anywhere. And the movie does a good job of doing that without always having to spell it out right. And so he quits his like day job, and he actually moves to Philadelphia because he wants to be trained by his dad's old buddy Rocky. And it is great to like Sylvester Stallone, I think, does some of the best work of his career in this movie. He just looks old and beat up and kind of perfect for the role that he has to play in this. It is kind of really weird for me, having seen like this character and this actor age on screen over the decades, but you see a lot of actors age on screen, but not as the same character over what, 40 years?
Yeah, because Rocky came out before
It's
I
like
was
born, so
like
76 or something.
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so I mean, it's almost 40 years later, and he is an old man now. And I think a lot of what makes this such a special movie for people is kind of that built-in poignancy where you're like looking at him like, holy shit, like time has actually caught up with you.
Right.
And it's really good chemistry between him and the young actor Michael B. Jordan, who plays Creed in this. It's just a really good story between them too. That said, I do feel it is a little reliant on you having like affection for the series, I think.
It's still a good movie if you haven't seen the others, but it's not as special. And I think it's a little bit too long. They could have cut some here and there. It's like 2 hours and 12 minutes or something like that. And it kind of has a little bit too much of like this relationship stuff between a Creed and this girl who lives in his apartment building.
Okay.
Like that stuff's fine, but I mean, at some point, like you gotta say, like, where could we cut from this? And you definitely could have cut some of that. And the other thing for me is, like, it's a fine movie and all, but in my mind, there's been fighting movies that have surpassed Rocky. Recently, last couple of years, Warrior. When I think about that, the fights in that are, there's way more of them, and they're way more exciting than the ones in Creed. But that's not to put Creed down. Creed is a good character study. It's a worthy entry in the series. It is, a lot of people say it's the best one since the first one. That's kind of hard for me to say because I found a lot of the Rocky movies entertaining growing up. I liked Rocky Balboa, the last one before this. So to me, it's just another good entry, maybe a little step up in terms of craftsmanship and story quality and all that. It's definitely not to be missed if you're a fan of the series, and it's a solid recommendation for people who may not be fans. So maybe I'm not quite through the roof on this one as some people, but it's still like it's really solid, dude. Like if you like Rocky, you're gonna come away from this happy.
I'm hoping
I'd
to
give it
see
a
it this
four.
weekend, so.
Christopher?
Yep. Where'd you go,
Chris?
Jeff? 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 Hello? No, what's happening? Jeff. Jeff. Lou.
Hello?
Yo, you there?
Yeah.
What
All right,
was
were you
that?
able
That
to
was
hear
weird.
Grandpa on through that whole thing?
Yeah, I heard the whole thing. So
All right, I don't know what happened there, but yeah,
that was weird.
like I said, I think it's a 4 out of 5 for me.
All right. I hope to see it this weekend. So I'm gonna go see that and maybe Krampus.
Oh boy.
Well, I went out on Thanksgiving. Instead of seeing Creed, I took my kids to see The Good Dinosaur, Pixar's latest film. Their second this year, actually. It is not as good as Inside Out, but it's still really good, fun movie. It's a more traditional Disney story.
Yeah.
It's about a so it's. It starts off like in the asteroid belt and like shows this asteroid plummeting towards Earth like during the time of the dinosaurs, and at the last minute it just misses, it veers off, so the dinosaurs never go extinct. They grow to like build a society on Earth, and humans are kind of, they're there, but they're not like, they certainly have not taken over everything.
Have not evolved.
I mean, they're like cavemen, like,
Yeah.
but the dinosaurs are the ones that kind of rule everything. So, and like they've like, at this point, like the dinosaurs have evolved. They've built structures, and it's weird, but fully in line with like more traditional Disney stuff. The main character. Arlo is he's the third of three kids, and he is like
kind of the misfit. Like, his brother is big and strong, his sister is smart. He's just kind of there. And he goes, like, he's trying to, like, fit in. He wants to make his mark. Like, there's this big thing where, his mom and his dad put their marks on the silo they built, because they built a silo, and Arlo's mom kept them all safe or whatever. And then his brother does something, and he gets his mark, and his sister does something, and she gets her mark, and he's just a fuck up. Like, he can't even feed the chickens, like, properly. Like, he's scared of everything. His dad finally, like, hey, something's been getting into the silo. We're gonna stop this. Arlo kind of, like, goes around, and he, what has gotten into the silo is a little boy. And Arlo can't kill him. Like, he looks at him, and he lets him go. Arlo's dad gets real angry, and they go on a hunt to take this kid down, and kill him, because he's a pest. He's stealing from them, and in the process, some bad shit happens to Arlo's dad, kind of Lion King style,
Oh boy.
very, very similar to the Lion King, in fact. And Arlo then kind of goes out on his own and has to do it. Like, he goes on this adventure where he meets up with the little boy again, which he calls Spot. The little boy acts like his dog for most of the film. And it's just about him kind of learning, to be a good person, good dinosaur. And I thought it was really cute. It was like heartwarming, and it worked really well. It's not quite on the standards of, like, some of Pixar's other films, but if you like Disney animated movies, it's a good one.
So I was a little worried that one would be a dud, like some of the, Pixar is not always perfect. They've had a few
No.
missteps.
Yeah, no, this is not like Cars 2 or.
Or was the planes? Was that them?
No, that was definitely. That was Disney's, like, B team trying to, like, rip off of.
Rip off
Yeah,
Cars.
so they were like, oh, well, they had cars, we'll do planes, we'll fool people. Yeah, no, that wasn't them. But yeah, they're not always perfect. Like, there are movies that they've done that I'm like, yeah, this just isn't good.
Well, they sure made up for any missteps they had this summer. I just rewatched Inside Out, and that movie is fantastic, man.
Yeah, Inside Out is great. But yeah, if you're looking for, like, a nice little family movie, I think it's really good. It's probably gonna be in my top 10
Okay,
at the end of
cool.
the year, so.
So even though I don't have any little ones, I should add it to my queue, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth watching. I think it's touching.
Cool.
So you saw some other little random stuff.
Yeah, I saw a few things that came out like over the summer that are now, on DVD and stuff. Saw San Andreas. Chris, I know you saw that one.
I did.
I saw it and I forgot it.
It's kind of has that effect.
Yeah. Like The Rock's good in it.
Yeah, I mean, he is charismatic. The action scenes are big and bombastic, but it is totally forgettable.
Yeah, I mean, even though he's good in it, like I don't feel like they use him. I don't know. Ever since I seen him in like what is that? Fast and Furious 5, whatever which one that one was. Like I want him to be over the top and fucking everything. He's just good in this, like you said, like he's charismatic.
Right.
It has good special effects. Some of the action's all right. I knew that the like new dad or whatever, the stepdad was gonna be a total shit bag.
Right.
That's about all I remember. All I
It,
really remember is
he
that dude
totally is.
leaving the daughter in the parking
It,
garage.
yeah.
That's about all I remember. And then it's like, The Rock and his ex.
Who he is not over.
Yeah.
Like, very clearly not over.
Yeah, they have to team together to save their daughter during this like crazy huge earthquake.
It's completely ridiculous, like, throughout the entirety of the film. But I think where the film really lost me was during the tsunami. And he's like driving the speedboat up the wave. Like, which is what you, I mean, you want to get to the other side of the wave, but it's just to, like, 'cause he's basically going straight up in the air. Like his boat is a rocket ship.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's fine. It's okay, summer
Sure.
X-Wing, I guess. But it's, you know, I won't remember it. I already mostly forgot it. So yeah, I don't know. I'd maybe go 3 if I was feeling generous on that one, but probably 2. Another 2 stars for me would be No Escape, which also came out during the summer. You seen this, Chris?
No. This is the Owen Wilson film, though.
Yeah, like strangely cast Owen Wilson in like a serious like action thriller, like suspense movie. Really weird. He's okay in it, I guess, but it's just a weird bit of casting. Like my girlfriend the whole time was just like, I can't take him seriously, like even though he's acting serious. But there's bigger problems with the movie. The weird thing is, all right, like it is a competently made film that feels like it came out in 1995. Like, I don't know, it's just like very formulaic, very like it's about as generic as its title, but then the actual craftsmanship of the film is it's well done. It's kind of like there is some real nail-biting suspense in it and some really harrowing scenes. It's about this family who moves to some unnamed Asian country because the dad got a new job there, and he like works for like this water company that they're bringing in to like develop their water whatever system there, whatever. They get there and quick like shit quickly hits the fan as like there's a coup in the country and like these people are taking over the government and like you know like basically war breaks out and you know he gets caught in the middle of it. And in a wonderfully contrived bit of writing, these people who are taking over the government are also really mad that the government is bringing in this water company who he works for. So like, not only is he in danger just because of the situation, but these people are specifically after, like, want to kill him as well.
Right, okay.
And of course, he goes from every man to kind of an action star out of nowhere. I mean, there is a good 20, 30-minute chunk of it that is really well done, where they are trying to get out of the hotel that they were staying in, and like them jumping from one building to the next, and then trying to get out of that building. Really well done. Then it kind of just keeps going and not as good. Pierce Brosnan is thrown in there randomly as like this badass fucking like baby CIA guy that like Owen Wilson runs into early on in the movie in a bar,
Okay.
and then he just disappears until the script needs him way later on.
We're gonna introduce him just so you know he's
Just
around, but
well, I didn't, you know, they make it very clear that this guy is the guy that's gonna like save their ass if it need be. You know, just you know he's a badass, and then yeah, like disappears, shows up way later in the film, and the movie was like pretty heavily criticized for being racist, and I mean its depiction of Asians is not favorable. They're basically all like murderers, like crazy psychotic murderers or fodder that's getting killed so that this white family could survive. And that's just like there's a whole bunch of little things that start cropping up where you're just like this movie's problematic and it feels a little dated. Like it has a really cornball ending, like really cornball happy ending with the family sitting there in a hospital. Like there's moments of good craftsmanship in it, but the movie as a whole to me has too many problems to really recommend. But it was better than I thought it would be. So yeah, like I said, it's another 2 for me.
Okay. Did you see anything else? Or was that it?
I'm sure there has been,
Oh
but
no, there was one more you wanted to talk
oh
about.
yeah, oh yeah, the early favorite from like I want to say January of this year, everyone seemed to enjoy,
I wish someone had sold me harder on it, so I went and saw it in the theater. That was Kingsman: The Secret Service.
Okay.
Loved it, dude. Absolutely loved it. I didn't really have interest in it because I'm like, I knew it was kind of a send up of spy movies, you know? And I was like, well, I've seen like one Bond movie, like this isn't for me. I was wrong, dude. Like, you don't really, I mean, if you know the basic like tropes of a spy movie, you're gonna enjoy this. Even if not, dude, because it works as a spy movie. It's not just a parody of them. I think it works as it's, you know, as a good spy movie. But like, dude, just everything about it. Samuel L. Jackson as the villain with a crazy like scheme to like destroy the world,
Yeah.
and he has like this lisp. Just like, but most impressive of all, and like I did not expect this at all, is the action in it. Like specifically, like the fight scenes. Really unique camera work. It almost feels like the opposite of slow motion. It feels like everything's like sped up really fast.
It's like hyper speed.
Yeah, and it's almost like the fights, like a lot of them are like, it's like a GoPro strapped to the guy who's beating the fuck out of everyone in the room. And just really, really exciting fights. Like, that kind of like, to me, like, reminded me of like Kill Bill when she took out like all those like 100 dudes at once. Like there's a scene like that where like this dude just takes out a whole room full of people. I was really surprised by that. Like did not expect that. And then, to me, it's the most impressive part of the movie. But the movie as a whole, like everything about it was really fun. Like the tests that these new recruits have to go through to become Kingsmen, I thought were really, really entertaining. Like the whole last half hour was action packed and super entertaining. Like, I don't know, dude. To me, there wasn't really a dull moment. Like, and you know, I went from laughing to being engaged in the action. And I've already rewatched it, like half of it again, because I saw it's on HBO now, and I was just like turned it on. I was like, oh hell yeah, yeah. So I kind of pissed I snoozed on this one, but I'm happy I saw it before we do our like year-end lists on this, because it's definitely gonna be high on my list. I fucking love the Kingsman, man.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun.
I feel like someone should have taken me aside when it come out and like, dude, you really, really have to see it. Like,
It's hard to, especially like being as it does pull from, it stands on its own very well, but it does pull a lot from Bond and other kind of spy movies that, like, if you're not big on that type of genre, it's hard to be like, yeah, this is really, it's a really good action movie on its own, even though it is. It's just like, well, what's it about? Spies, like, well, I don't
Yeah,
like
it's
spies,
hard to
like.
sell. Yeah. But it makes all those things like really fun. Like the gadgets in it are awesome. Like, I don't know, just everything about it, like, you know, the villain is it, like, I know that's like the Bond villains are usually like really stupid and like kind of over the top, and it's like, I don't know, like it nails it. I think it's more entertaining than the Bond films I have seen. And I've supposedly seen some of the best of them, so I don't know. To me, it's like it's a recommend across the board. Even if like if you like action, you need to see Kingsman. It's one of the year's best. So yeah,
Yeah, I am fully on board with
and
that
that
recommendation.
it's a 5-star for me. It definitely is. I like I'm probably gonna buy it.
There you go.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's see. We're nearing the end of the year here, but there's still some stuff coming out before Star Wars. Not much. But as I said, I might go see Krampus. That looks so weird.
I think I'll be skipping that one, at least in the theaters. I don't think I'll make it to that.
It looks goofy fun, so. And then Christmas Day is when kind of all the big stuff really comes out, besides Star Wars, which comes out on the 18th. But Joy, The Hateful Eight, The Revenant.
Some big ones there.
That's three movies I want to see. Although The
Yeah.
Revenant evidently is not going wide until
the new year, so probably won't get to see that until sometime in 2016. That looks good. I guess it made headlines earlier this week for Leonardo DiCaprio being raped by a bear, or at least that's what,
Really?
at least that's what some sites were reporting or something. I'm not really sure. I remember hearing, and then Fox came out and was like, "No, he is not raped by a bear." I guess the report was that he was raped by a bear twice, so. Anyway, I guess that's it for movies for this week. We'll be back next week with whatever. Maybe start talk about some Star Wars stuff too.
It's getting
Are you
close.
done your kind of rewatch of them all?
Unfortunately not. We still have to knock out Return of the Jedi. So see, it's the longest one. So it's like every time we like talk about watching it, like if it's like 9 o'clock at night, we're like, never mind.
It's a lot of fun though.
It's definitely a good, I think, payoff to the rest of it.
Yeah, and I'm getting excited. Like, I have my ticket for opening night, which is actually not opening night, it's 17th, so the day before. I have a ticket to go see it at 11 o'clock at night, so I'm pumped.
I probably won't make it till Sunday, although I think I am getting that Friday off, but I'm guessing it will be sold out.
Yeah, like I was able to get a like it because I bought one ticket to the movie, like so I was able to buy like one random seat that was in the theater, because the theater I go to has assigned seating, so I was able to buy like the one random seat that's up in the back row. Like, so I'm gonna be sitting there with a bunch of lunatics, I'm sure, but
That'll be
it'll be
awesome.
worth it, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I guess there's a lot of new strict rules in place for theaters since that crazy guy shot up Batman a few years ago. No masks at this theater, like you're not allowed to wear masks.
What?
Yeah. So like nobody's gonna be dressed as Boba Fett or Darth Vader. Just it's slightly upsetting.
Thanks for ruining everything, dick.
I mean he's a bigger dick than just for that, so
Yeah, of course. Motherfuckers, stay away from our movie theaters, you bastards.
yeah.
Well, don't kill people at all, but
It's eight point one, don't kill people at all. And if you are going to kill people, stay away from movie theaters. But don't kill people.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back next week.
All right.
Movie
Movie
dudes.
dudes. Do 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 do.